Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Center for European Studies at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Anka Gurzu. For terms of use, please visit our website at www.carleton.ca/CES.
My name is Stefan Schott. I'm an assistant professor in the School of Public Policy and Administration at Carleton University.
Many observers believe that the time when we can benefit from the resources of the Arctic is not far from now. How would you assess the debate so far in the international community about the best and more sustainable ways to tap into those resources?
Well, we are already tapping into the resources, and we're following economic development plans that I don't think have a very long-term vision. I don't think they follow the practice of sustainable development, and I don't think they underlie the latest insights on sustainable livelihoods, how to create sustainable livelihood for northerners.
But then we know that countries have different understandings of what sustainable development may mean. Could you speak about these different understandings?
I think there is no generally agreed upon definition of sustainable development, not even between countries, even in academia. The one thing that is for sure, it's location specific. We have 8 different countries, 28 different regions. They are very different with their culture, the composition of people working there, the resources they have access to. So I think there is no unique concept.
Do you have a preferred approach to the best sustainable development model in the Arctic?
Yeah, I think we need to look at more of a sustainable livelihood model that looks at thresholds, critical levels of renewable resources and ecosystem services that are needed so that people can live in these communities for other centuries. And we also need to look at the ecosystem aspects for the whole world. So there is this global perspective, but also local perspective of creating sustainable livelihoods, and that is different from region to region. And that's what we have to realize.
How would you assess Canada's approach to the matter so far, and is there a difference between the federal government's approach and territorial government's approach, perhaps?
Yeah, there are different objectives. Our government has a northern strategy that does not really mention sustainable development. It's more or less an economic development plan to create more economic growth for the Arctic. Quebec has Plan Nord, similar to the federal government's strategy, a little different though. But there's one reaction in Nunavik that has created Plan Nunavik as a reaction to Plan Nord. So now we see some of these reactions. And I think generally the territories feel not involved enough in the northern strategy.
What are your thoughts on the role the European Union could play in promoting sustainable development in the Arctic?
The European Union could assist in some ways to avoid more greenhouse gas emissions and so on. I think they've done some useful work on black carbon, for example, and by advising on certain environmental policies. I think they are strong in that. But they have to be sensitive to the specifics of the Arctic, the cultural, social dimensions that are often forgotten when the European Union addresses sustainable development. The questions in Europe and in a highly densely populated area is very different, a very different situation than in a sparsely populated area of the Arctic, for example, in Canada, where you have isolated communities that have survived there for thousands of years and they have critical collective capabilities, institutions that need to survive as well.
And lastly, is there a risk, do you think, that the current competition, if we want to call it this way, for exploiting the Arctic's resources may threaten the model of sustainable development that will be adopted, or how comprehensive this will be in the end?
If there is a competition, then of course it might mean rushing into certain decisions that are not in the best public interest or global interest too. So I think especially in the Arctic we need to be very cautious, careful, consult local groups and come up with a plan that makes sense, that also of course improves the situation and living conditions of northerners, which is not always the best. But I think to rush into something in a very fragile environment, it could be very dangerous, and therefore it'd be good if there was more of concerted action between the nations in trying to understand what sustainable development means and how they could work together on this.
Thank you.
Thanks.